Slide 22. The vowel problems we have discussed so far all concern low-functioning children with early developing speech and language patterns. But this information on the vowel has direct application to older children with upper-level speech and language problems as well. Some of these children have certain vowels they cannot do, and certainly the methods that we've discussed so far throughout this tape can all be directly applied to them. But we see two other problems in the clinic. One is the client who distorts vowels when there is an R or an L in the word, and the second is a child who passes the articulation test, but who is very hard to understand in connected speech. Slide 23. Let's look at clients with R and L problems related to their vowels. Many of these clients with distorted R and L distort their vowels when these phonemes are present. For example, they might say car as caw and store as stay. Or they might say deer as de. Sometimes they'll say carry as kewi and girl as go and squirrel as squo. In other words, the R or the L influences them to change the way the vowels actually should sound. In therapy, we have to teach these children to say the glides first with one good vowel. For example, for R, they might choose to say it with the vowel ah and produce R. For L, they might choose O and say low. Then we need to teach these clients to produce L and R before and after every vowel. And the clients must keep the vowels clean and clear and crisp so that the ah in car is actually produced correctly. Car. And the O in store is pronounced store. The way I do this is to allow the child to separate the L and the R as if they were separate syllables by adding a schwa. That way, R and L become their own syllables. So, for example, the word car is pronounced car and really stretched out from one syllable into two. And a word like lady will be taken from two syllables to three, as in lady. Slide 24. Diphthongs cause further problems for clients with L and R problems. Take the word high. This word is made with a diphthong, high. And when we add an R at the end in the word higher, we have to make sure to get each part of that diphthong in there. Higher. We don't want our clients to say har. They need to have that second part of the diphthong in there. Higher. And I stretch the word out, make three distinct syllables of it so the child can hear each part and produce each part clearly. Take the word tower. Tower. He has to say each part. Teach the client to retain each piece of the diphthong and get the R in there. This means sometimes making a two-syllable word a three-syllable word, and a three-syllable word a four-syllable word. Slide 25. The other type of high-functioning client we should discuss briefly is the client who passes the articulation test. He sounds great on single words, especially in the testing situation. These kids are ones where intelligibility breaks down in connected speech. The problem generally is that these kids are talking too fast for their speech movement abilities. I am not saying they are talking too fast. I actually think they're trying to keep up with their peers, but they're certainly talking too fast for their own personal speech movement abilities. These kids are also not listening to, or they're not attending to, the effect it has on their own speech. In essence, they don't care they sound this bad. Sometimes they don't care just because they don't care. Other times they don't care because they don't know that this is a problem. The overall problem is threefold. Number one, syllables drop out. Number two, consonants drop out. And number three, vowels are neutralized. For example, helicopter might be pronounced he-ca, heka, where he, li, kop, ter is neutralized in terms of the number of syllables, the consonants, and the vowels. And our concern here, of course, is with the vowels neutralized down to the schwa. Another example would be the sentence, I want three of them. And the child might say, a thia da, where again the problem is threefold. Therapy for these kids should be to help them maintain clear, clean, crisp vowels and diphthongs by over-exaggerating their connected speech. They should be producing big syllables, big consonants, and big vowels, and that will help them move into the normal range. They should be practicing helicopter and I want three of them. Big syllables, big consonants, and big vowels. We can train them to produce speech this way, to hear themselves produce speech this way, and to learn to listen to themselves in all speaking situations. In other words, to self-monitor their own speech outside of the therapy room. And there we have it. I hope this material will enhance your treatment procedures. Questions or comments can be posted to me at www.pammarshala.com.
This has been a presentation by Pam Marshalla of Marshalla Speech and Language. For more information and therapy resources, please visit our website at www.pammarshala.com.